You were talking about how the cisterns worked.
They were on a belt, cups on a belt where you crank the handle, it would bring the water up and out of spigot into a bucket.
Okay.
Or in a well, you had to pump the well with a hand pump.
Okay. You mentioned a spigot, was it?
Yes, that's where the water comes out.
Is that like a faucet then?
Faucet.
Okay, same thing. Do they still use those cisterns at all on the farms around here?
Yes, but very seldom, very seldom.
Okay. So most of the people have run water lines out there.
That's right. Okay. Different companies have set up water districts and have run water lines out to most of the areas around here now.
Okay. Let's see, is that what I want to ask about water? Did you ever have to get water out of a pump at any of the houses you lived in?
Or? Not in any house.
Okay.
Down on the farm just in Kansas, we did.
What about the cabin up in?
No, we dug a well and put in electric pump, submersible pump, so it wouldn't freeze. And
okay. So you never had to go out to the pump for a bucket of water or anything like that?
Except when I was out delivering a calf and the farmer's wife was the one that was helping me, I'd had to go get the water.
Yeah. Usually you'd send the guy, huh?
Yeah, but he may be out plowing or
sure.
In town.
Sure. What kind of work clothes do you see around here? What kind of work clothes do the farmers and ranchers usually wear?
Well, anymore, they mainly wear Levi's.
Okay. do they ever wear like...
denim shirts and...
What about, you ever see them wear overalls at all?
Occasionally, that goes back a few years. They all wore overalls or coveralls.
Coveralls are pretty big. We're pretty big. Not so much anymore. But.
We wore coveralls in our work. We had them in our car, and we would put them on when we treat a cow. Or
okay. Do the farmers and ranchers wear? Do people call them ranches around here, or pretty much farms?
Ranchers are usually more. In the outlying areas, larger spreads.
Okay.
Locally, why they were 160 acres up to 640 acres, why those are farms.
Right. How does that 640 acres work? Do you just keep, I mean, the 160 is a homestead, right? That was the size of the homestead.
Well, original homesteads were 160 acres, but it's just a matter of dividing up a square mile into sections.
Okay.
Which. 640 or 320 or 160, 80 acres.
So if you start out with a homestead of 160, you would just buy another one or?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So do they wear different kinds of gloves on farms that you know of? Or?
Yeah, there are different kinds of gloves, but they do wear gloves, of course, except for working around farm machinery, they don't like gloves to get them caught.
Right.
But, in some of their work, they wear a glove with a kind of a gauntlet around the wrist.
Right.
And but usually they wear a leather glove.
Right.
Some work they use a rubber glove, like working with beets and so forth.
Okay.
Because of the moisture would bother the leather. After a while, they'd use a rubberized glove where they could grab a beet and top it and throw it in a truck and so forth.
Okay. Do they have different types of clothes that they might wear in the winter then, or just more?
Yeah, they usually use a insulated or down type of coverall for warmth.
Okay. And what about work shoes on a farm?
Yeah, they all wear the high top shoe usually because if they wore in Oxford, they'd lose them in wet ground, irrigating and so forth.
Okay.
They wear a lot of rubber boots in irrigating, and